This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. More people are comfortable discussing their criminal history with their coworkers at the office than discussing their credit score, taxes, or even work benefits. How many people actually have a criminal history to discuss? So interesting. Many of these taboo topics have been explored in a new study from The Ascent by Motley Fool. It is called Money Talk. Over 1,000 employees discuss taboo topics at work. Joining us now is Nathan Hamilton. He is the director and industry analyst at The Ascent, and he joins us from Denver, Colorado. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. How you doing?
Criminal history? You assert that almost 30% of Americans have a criminal history. We're Canadian. Surely there is no way our criminal history rate is nearly that high, but I think it's certainly a headline grabber. Is this real? Is criminal history that relevant?
Well, I don't know if criminal history is that persistent or relevant, but of the people that have a criminal past, the number of people willing to actually discuss that, of course, is going to be shockingly low. So our research actually found that people with a criminal history, 91.8% of those people are uncomfortable talking about that topic at work. And, you know, it certainly makes sense. And that actually rivals sex life and talking about credit scores and credit card debt, which you mentioned in the intro there as well, which is kind of shocking to us.
Tell us about the methodology of the study. When I am pitched these studies all the time. I think this one is interesting in terms of illuminating some of the taboo topics, but tell me how you approached it.
So the methodology, we reach out to our survey firms, and this survey was delivered to essentially 1,008 employed people in the United States only, and kind of comprising those demographics and so forth. Roughly half were female, so right around 517, and then to a lesser extent, 411 respondents were male, but general survey provided by phone and by internet to get the results.
So you referenced you were surprised. Tell me a little bit more about what surprised you.
Well, I mean, we had a suspicion that going into this, that money was somewhat of a taboo topic. And, you know, it's less so at The Ascent where we work with money every day and everyone just naturally talks about the money problems. But that's a small segment of the population. Most people don't work in a financial firm. So when we did the research, we're like, you know, we definitely know that religion and politics are going to be up there, but we were shocked to see that specifically credit score. 86.1% of people are unwilling or think it's a taboo topic to talk about at work. 85.5% people think the same about credit card debt, and home loan debt is right at 85% as well, which it's just surprising because there's an overwhelming amount of guilt that's associated with these topics where that doesn't necessarily need to be the case. And one reason we put together this research is to open up that dialogue to, you know, remove the guilt from having a financial problem. And hopefully this kind of furthers that initiative.
One of the things that I look at when I think about these taboo topics is the difference between the topic and where you rank on the topic. So talking about, hey, who's got their credit score? That was super helpful. I'm so glad I got my credit score. I'm happy to talk about that at the cafeteria, in the cafeteria. Less so what your score is if it is low. Now, in my case, of course, mine is extraordinary. It is a platinum credit score, so I'll brag about it to anybody who will listen. But how do you sort of think through the nuance of the topic versus the numbers?
So we didn't look at it specifically for credit score, but we did find some similarities to what you mentioned with that theme as it comes to talking about salary and your level within the organization. So what we found specifically is that people with the lower salaries or the ones that are dissatisfied with their current salary were less likely or found it more taboo to talk about, found it more open to talk about that topic. Whereas more upper management people who may be earning higher salaries were definitely more reluctant and viewed it as a taboo topic to talk about their salary specifically. So there's definitely that divide based on where you are employed within the organization, which I think is certainly understandable. There are some, some reluctance or maybe some repercussions for higher salary people to discuss what they're making because then other people want to be on par with that and so forth. So I can definitely understand where this trend comes from.
What did you notice about gender when you sorted the data? Were there some interesting differences?
I would say not as much as we had thought, but I'll dig into the data and kind of highlight some trends that we saw and maybe give a better picture to or a better answer to the question there. But when we look at percentage of employees who are comfortable talking about personal finance topics with their coworkers, 24% of males were comfortable, 27.4%. You know, a small, slightly higher proportion of females were willing to talk about that topic. But I don't think it's statistically significant enough to make any sort of interpretation. But here's the thing, that when you dig deeper into the data and when you look at male coworkers talking with female coworkers and vice versa, female coworkers talking with male coworkers, we found that there's some pretty stark differences. And here's where it really comes into play with the data. So when you look at the percentage of people who are comfortable talking with their male coworkers, men on the whole are fairly comfortable. 32.4% were willing to talk about finances with other male coworkers. But a very small proportion of women were willing to make that same sort of conversation at 16.2%. And that's not the same trend that you see when you flip the tables and look at women, when you look at men talking with women and so forth about their finances. So it's definitely very specific to certain genders.
Can you tease that out here? Does that mean I want to just draw the conclusions specific to the genders again for me? It wasn't clear.
So looking at it, women are definitely less comfortable talking about finances with male coworkers and comparing that to female coworkers talking with other females about their
Gotcha.
Finances.
And men are so comfortable talking to other men and to women.
Exactly. Yeah.
I see. Any other insight on level in the organization or in organizations or stage of career? Do we get better at this or worse?
So if you look at when we dig into people who are dissatisfied with their salary versus satisfied, of course, the people who are more dissatisfied are less willing to talk about certain financial topics at work. But that's the extent of what we did looking at certain levels within an organization, manager versus direct reports and employees and so forth.
Interesting. If there was one takeaway from all this research and all the bullets that you discovered, what is the one thing that you think is most helpful in today's very broad conversation talking about money?
You're going to keep me to one thing, huh?
Yes. Okay. One and a half, two, fine.
Yep. Yeah, I would say this. One reason we wanted to produce the research is to remove some of the stigma or guilt that's associated with talking about financial problems, because this is a cultural sort of thing. And if you look at it, by not talking about your financial problems, you're not building a support network. You're possibly not getting the advice that would help you fix some of your financial problems. And looking at it, by having this research and opening up the conversation, it creates a dialogue and removes some of the guilt associated with this. And I would also just add in, maybe to get to that one and a half bullet points, which you mentioned, is there, sure, some people are just naturally bad with their finances. But from our perspective on the front lines and what we see talking with everyday Americans about their finances, on the whole, we find people are very interested in their finances and making efforts to improve it. So we don't see the negative sort of outcome that you see painted in the media about debt spiraling out of control, student loan debt, and so forth. So part of that is just really removing the guilt and looking at some of the structural factors that are in place. You know, for example, you look at since the 70s in the U.S., the average inflation-adjusted home price has increased 120%. Mm. And here's the really important part. The average salary adjusted for inflation has only increased 20% over that same time frame.
Yeah.
So there's a huge structural disadvantage to people trying to make ends meet. And unfortunately, the outcome is a lot of that difference between your biggest monthly expense, money going out the door versus money coming in,
right,
is building up debt. So that's a structural problem that we really have to solve for and find solutions for.
Bunk beds, I think, is the solution, Nathan. There,
exactly.
I named it. That's the answer.
Yep.
Nathan, I'm afraid that's all the time we have. That is the conclusion of your survey, bunk beds. Thank you. Nathan Hamilton, exactly. He is an industry analyst at The Ascent by Motley Fool. He joined us from Denver, Colorado to talk about some of the taboo topics that people have a hard time bringing up at work.